I'm Cathal Dead-Smith, the curator at Newbridge House.
Cathal, we're here on the grounds of Newbridge House in Donabate, North County Dublin, quite near the airport, not to be confused with Newbridge in County Kildare. Describe where we are.
We're standing on the East Lawn, just outside Newbridge House, which is probably the most intact Georgian country house in Dublin, if not the whole country. It was acquired by what was then Dublin County Council, now Fingal County Council, in 1985 and was opened to the public a year later. And the council made a very unusual agreement at the time with the Cobb family, who retain to this day a private apartment on the top floor, which has meant that the entire collection of the house has remained in situ on display. So when you come to Newbridge and you get the tour of the house by one of our tour guides, you get this amazing history, and you get this really intact Georgian house to explore. So it dates back to Archbishop Charles Cobb, Archbishop of Dublin, who built the house from 1747 and laid out the parkland, which is intact today. So we have 360-acre park, the largest park in Fingal, second largest in Dublin. You've got the intact Georgian country house that was extended, huge collection. Last year we opened a new servants experience, so there's a new servants quarters tour to see how the people worked and lived in the house. And then we've got the working farm as well, which is 30 acres.
Why should people come to visit Newbridge House?
Well, I know I'm a bit biased, but it's probably the best day out. It's got everything for every age group. The grandparents, the grandkids, everybody love it, from the pigs in the pigsties to the really interactive history tour. And then just for the park is great for a kickabout, for a picnic, and we've got our cafe as well on site for ice creams and sweet treats. And then there's the playground as well, which I've heard a lot of kids say is the best playground in Fingal.
And it is an impressive playground, which I visited, and we can hear kids playing on a hot day like today and the last days of summer, another month to go before the kids go back to school, with a breeze. Good day out.
Brilliant day out. And you're right by the sea. You've got Swords on one side, Donabate on the other. It's just off the M1. You can get the train, the bus. It's so accessible, but yet somehow it still has this hidden gem feel to it.
What do you think of Newbridge House?
I think it's a beautiful amenity to have at your doorstep, actually.
Yeah, I like the coffee shop.
We're going to go inside Newbridge House. What do I need to look out for?
Well, you need to look out for the really impressive collection of Irish Georgian furniture, the stunning art collection, as well as the brilliant furnishings that are intact. So you've got the room that was built as a picture gallery, maintaining the original pictures.
So let's go in.
Okay, great. Follow me.
So, Cathal, we're now indoors and it's unbelievably cool on a sunny day. On a hot day, it's fantastic. But in the winter, it would be pretty chilly. And there's a large, massive fireplace.
Yeah, well, it's built as a summer villa, so it was intended to be enjoyed when the family would move to the countryside for the summer months. But it was also lived in the winter. Children would have been reared in country houses. So heating was a big thing. And it's the only house in Ireland designed by James Gibbs. So we have huge big fireplaces, but beautiful architectural fireplaces, because Gibbs was really big on interiors and nice big proportioned rooms built on good geometry, because Gibbs was classically trained in Rome.
So behind us, that's an art installation. We've just walked into a very, very grand room. The Queen could stay here. This is very plush. Where are we?
We're in the drawing room of Newbridge, which is part of the extension, which was a purpose-built drawing room come picture gallery. And what you're seeing here, the original picture is still on display against the original 1823 flock wallpaper. This summer, we've done something a bit different. We have a contemporary art installation in the house, created as a part of our guest curator programme in Newbridge. It's running until the 19th September, and it's just reflecting on the very rich art collection that we have in the house by introducing contemporary art and asking our visitors questions about where art is today and what the family might be collecting if they were still collecting art today.
You're on the Newbridge House tour. What do you think?
It's fantastic. It's really interesting. The museum collection is amazing. There's so much to see.
What do you think of the big house?
It's really cool. Well, I like all the little souvenirs that are in the other rooms, and I like how a lot of the stuff is from a long time ago, and I also like a lot of the paintings.
Would you like to live in a house like this?
Definitely.
We're just coming into the servants' hall. This is the room where the servants would have had their three meals a day. They would have had recreation space. And we've just recreated these rooms in the last 2 years to tell the story of the servants, the people who worked in these houses, as well as calling them home. Newbridge was very unique. It was the largest employer of staff among all the Dublin country houses. And the very unique thing about a lot of staff here is that they stayed for a long time, 40, 50, 60 years.
Really? So it was their home and it was considered a very good job?
Yeah, well, service was very competitive. So if you didn't like it, you could easily get another job. But for some reason, probably to do with the good working conditions, a lot of the staff stayed here. They lived on the estate in cottages with their family and their children. And then their children went into work for the Cobb family in various different capacities. It's quite a unique house upstairs because it's completely intact. So we wanted to bring back life into the basement rooms and how it would have been. Very busy, coming and going, deliveries arriving, stuff coming in from the farm, and people getting on with a lot of hard work, manual work before, you know, our easy wipe machine world now.
Cochal, we've just walked into an amazing room with a huge dresser. Describe, where are we?
So we're here in the kitchen, down in the basement, tucked away at the other side of the house from the dining room, out near the farm. Kitchens were always removed from dining quarters because they were smelly and there was a lot of noise, the risk of fire and pests as well. But this would have been a hive of activity, the kitchen with the cook and the kitchen maids and all the other staff working away frantically, preparing three meals a day for the family upstairs as well as the staff and the workers.
And we've got a little shot in here.
So this is the original partition installed so that the cook could lock herself in and keep the rest of the staff outside so she could get on with the busy work of preparing the food, and there were no distractions for the young kitchen maids.
Tell me about the cookers here. These are hundreds of years old.
Yeah, so we have the original Georgian open fire, which would have been wood-powered. The ovens were basically large pots that they would have moved the fire around. A lot of meat roasted and boiled. And the wood would have been a huge part of the cooking process, different woods to flavour different meats and fishes. And then we move to the Victorian age, Industrial Revolution, and we've got a coal-fired range that would have been used then for 100 years. Ovens, you can easily regulate temperature and you can bake more exotic dishes. And we have a huge archive preserved in the house as well, so there's a huge connection that Newbridge would have been the workplace and the home for many, many staff. So I think it's great for people to come in and to see where their ancestors might have worked, particularly people from the local area, and if not even from Donabate, from other areas of the country. This is the kind of atmosphere that a lot of our ancestors would have worked in.
And Cochal, being curator right through the pandemic, you were here, you were maintaining this house. You know I'm going to ask you next, don't you? Is it haunted?
I don't think Newbridge is haunted. I've spent many quiet lockdown days here on my own and I haven't heard a peep, but maybe I don't have a very good imagination. I think the house is still lived in by the original family, so it's pretty hard to be haunted yet. Maybe when it's vacated, it could be haunted.
So, Cochal, we're coming through a secret door in the gate. That's the, what would you call it, the service entrance?
Yeah, the sort of side gate into the 1790s courtyard. A lot of our visitors come to Newbridge, and I don't think a lot of them realise that they're actually looking at a Georgian farm, intact and laid out, and pigs in the original pigsties. The Cobbs were a very large landowner, the third largest in Dublin, with over 30,000 acres at one time. But this is the home farm, so this is the centre of the operation where they would have produced food for the table. And today it's kept going by Fingal County Council as a traditional heritage working farm with heritage breeds of a lot of Irish traditional farm animals.
And Cochal, we're walking through the courtyard here. One of the most impressive I've seen. Flavours of Fingal, a big, you could say, agricultural, local Fingal fair. It hasn't happened over the last 2 years, but because of the pandemic, but that would really showcase Newbridge House, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Flavours is a great weekend, for all the family. It's the county show of Fingal, so there's something for everyone. And it's a mix of showcasing our heritage, our food producers, and the farming practices of Fingal, both historic and carried on today.
So, Cahill, that's not you, that's a goat.
We have our duck pond featuring our black swans, we have our kid baby goats. We have a mix because unfortunately when we were locked down in March and April we had all our little babies, But we've also had a lot more new additions to the farm this summer. So there's lots to see, young and old. And we had an adorable little baby lamb born yesterday morning at 8:30. And we had a lovely Kerry cow born last week.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's busy time on the farm. There's always something happening. And there's lots to see. All the kids here, you'll see, absolutely love it. And the animals are delighted to have the visitors back. They were getting a bit lonely when we were in lockdown.
How was the pandemic for you?
Oh, the pandemic was great. We had our busiest year ever on record last summer. We had the most visitors we've ever had in 35 years. All it took was a global pandemic. Well, it's the best kept secret in Dublin. We just need to tell everybody about it. It's just off the M1. You can get the train, you can get the bus here. We have the whole park, the farm, the house tour. Absolutely lots to see. The whole day can be spent here, and in glorious weather, you'd rather be nowhere else.
Cathal, what do you love about being curator here at Newbridge House?
Oh, it doesn't feel like coming to work at all. It's like a guilty pleasure coming here every day. Everyone is here having a great day out, enjoying the visitor experience, and I'm just pretending that I work here.